Cuban officials said a Florida registered speedboat violated their territorial waters on Wednesday, triggering an armed confrontation with Cuban border guard troops, in which 4 people on the vessel were killed. Cuba's Ministry of the Interior posted a statement about the confrontation on Facebook. A commander of the Cuban border guard was injured, along with 6 people on the U.S. boat, according to the statement. The statement also said, the people on the U.S. registered vessel initiated the firefight. It took place 1 nautical mile northeast of the El Pino Channel of Cuba's north coast, when a surface unit of the border guard troops of the Ministry of the Interior, carrying 5 service members, approached the vessel for identification. The crew of the violating speedboat opened fire on the Cuban personnel. This resulted in the injury of the commander of the Cuban vessel. The injured people were evacuated and received medical assistance, the statement said. This incident comes amid heightened tensions between the United States and Cuba, tensions fueled by the Trump administration's restriction of oil shipments to the island, especially from Venezuela. Still, the U.S. announced on Wednesday it would allow some sales to Cuba's private sector. Florida Attorney General James Uthmaria said he had ordered an investigation into the incident. I've directed the Office of Statewide Prosecution to work with our federal, state, and law enforcement partners to begin an investigation. He said in a post on X, the Cuban government cannot be trusted, and we will do everything in our power to hold these communists accountable. Representative Carlos Jimenez of Florida also called for an investigation. I am calling for an immediate investigation into this massacre, Jimenez said in a statement. United States authorities must determine whether any of the victims were U.S. citizens or legal residents, and establish exactly what occurred. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio was meeting with Caribbean leaders at a conference in St. Kitts and Nevis on Wednesday.